Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of activists marched in the U.S. city of Boston in opposition to a planned free speech rally that featured right-wing speakers, heavily outnumbering the few dozen people who showed up for the rally. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti was there as the events got underway.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, and Racism and Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
More than 500 police officers were on hand for the day to keep the peace. It appears to have largely worked. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national whom they believe is at the center of Thursday's terror attack in Barcelona that left more than a dozen dead, more than 130 injured. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the war in Afghanistan. White House press secretary says a new strategy would protect America's interest in the South Asia region, and that details, she says, will be forthcoming. This is VOA News. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future relations with Afghanistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Authorities defending the recent initiated project, saying it will help stop criminal and terrorist infiltration. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. United Nations and international agencies are racing to aid tens of thousands of survivors of last week's catastrophic flooding and mudslide in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. Experts warning the city is vulnerable to cholera and other diseases. The story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer warns people affected by the mudslides and flooding are vulnerable to outbreaks of cholera and other waterborne diseases.
Flooding has damaged or can damage or cause overflow to sanitation facilities, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases.
Lindemeyer says the WHO is providing psychosocial care for traumatized survivors, as well as safe burials and trauma and medical care. The UN Children's Fund is providing emergency sanitation work, and the World Food Program is distributing food to thousands of survivors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has acknowledged former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, tweeting that working with Bannon was, in his words, great, while once again disparaging former Democratic presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Vice President Pence also recognized Bannon on Twitter, thanking him for serving with the distinction in the White House. Bannon left his position as chief strategist at the White House and went directly to his old employer, Breitbart News, the ultra-conservative online publication he had led before joining Trump's presidential campaign a little more than a year ago. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.